Evers promised during his campaign to cut taxes for individuals earning up to $100,000 and families earning up to $150,000. A Republican bill up for a public hearing Tuesday would match those numbers, but it would use an existing balance in the state budget to pay for it. Evers told reporters he can't support a plan that has no funding for the future.
I don't think I could possibly sign a tax cut of that type where the money going forward is not there.
Evers and Democratic lawmakers introduced their own tax cut plan Tuesday that would be paid for in part by scaling back a tax credit for manufacturers, but that would not cover the entire cost of Evers' tax cut. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.